Hello everyone and welcome to today's Executive Advice podcast on Automotive Operational Excellence, meaning automation and cost down measures in the automotive manufacturing process. My name is Seb, I'm from systemgorilla.com and you enjoy that podcast. Yo, everybody talks about cost reduction and automation in the automotive industry. And you know what? The manufacturing process sits right at the heart of it because it drives efficiency and if you make a profitable use case out of your vehicles. The measures I'm talking about are aiming at reducing operational costs, aiming also at improving your quality because, man, that's what we want from our products, getting better and better. And in the long run, they even ensure the ability to scale quickly without compromising in your performance. So now it would be really useful to break down some of the key automation measures and their according cost down strategies. I will name you the ones that are commonly used in the automotive assembly process and also include some emerging technologies. Enjoy! Let's start with Q-gate automation. What is this actually? Well, along the production line, you have several workers taking care of your quality testing. And your goal with Q-gate automation would be to automate all these quality checks, at least at critical stages. You could benefit from a reduced human error and an improved consistency of results. Your cost savings usually come from the preventing of defects moving downstream, for example, in the hands of customers. Your return of invest time for Q-gate automation stages is usually between 1 and 2 years. In Q-gate automation, automated checkpoints will be testing if your product meets the specified quality standards. Therefore, these stations usually employ machine vision, extrasensor capability, artificial intelligence, and robotic arms to basically detect defects such as incorrect part alignment, color variations, or sometimes even surface imperfections. A Q-gate often involves sensor fusion, for example, from cameras, pressure sensors, or lasers. So to bring all the information together and really make a good result for your testing report. Overall, I was already saying that it helps you reduce human error. Also, Q-gate automation gives you an enhanced traceability because it automates the defect documentation for a process improvement analysis later on. Overall, with this kind of automation, as with any other, you could reduce labor costs because you don't need people to do the same kind of work anymore. Let's get to ultrasound audits, also called non-destructive testing. The idea of ultrasound audits is to use the technology ultrasound to inspect and ensure the structural integrity of your components. And by the way, it also tests for the integrity of your welds without damaging the part. With that high tech, you get a pretty high precision in detecting defects in your products. This in turn then prevents expensive failures and reworks. But it comes at the price that the ROI time until you pay off your ultrasound audits usually takes between 1 and 3 years. Well, how does it work? Ultrasonic sensors use high-frequency sound waves to detect material thickness, internal cracks, and structural inconsistencies. Commonly used also for welding quality control, this technique is already proven industry-wide. In the automotive industry, it is used in processes such as frame construction, battery housing construction in electric vehicles, and exhaust system assemblies. You want a lot of benefits, like non-destructive testing, you want it cost-effective and high precision, and you want to be faster than before, then ultrasound audit is yours. But remember that you have to pay it off in the long run. Well, quality costs, but saves you a lot of customers. Let's come to collaborative robots, also cobots. It is the goal to integrate them into the assembly line setup so that they can assist human workers, especially in repetitive and physically strenuous tasks. This shall improve your productivity and ergonomics. Well, seems like a good goal, doesn't it? On top of all of that, you get an improved safety for your human employees. So, reduced labor costs, improved safety, pays off in 6 to 12 months. Why not try that one out? Cobots are designed to work alongside human operators, so they perform tasks like assembly, material handling, and even quality inspection. A little bit of a Q-gate mixture again here. They are often integrated with vision systems to pick and place components or align some parts or carry out assembly steps that need precision every time. They can help you increase your production throughput because they automate routine tasks without a need for extensive downtime and reprogramming. And they have a certain flexibility because when reprogrammed, they have the possibility to adapt to different tasks and also production volumes. As I said, labor cost reduction is essential here, and the efficiency boost you will see in your production output per hour. So overall, this technology of cobots earns its return of invest pretty quickly. Let's get to automated guided vehicles, also called AGVs. These are these little self-driving carts and forklifts that move parts and sub-assemblies between stations, and they don't even need a human to interfere with them. It's an automated material handling we're talking about. Good thing about it, you need less labor. And it gives you the possibility for a 24/7 operation. With this in mind, you're achieving an increased production throughput and your space use is improved because less labor means you don't have to have as much footage in your plant. You'll get your return of invest in 1 or 2 years. The autonomous guided vehicles we're talking about are equipped with extra sensors, cameras, and navigation systems like magnetic strips on the floor or LiDAR systems. They are meant to follow a predefined path in a dynamic environment, so it has its own designated area of operation. In the assembly line, they carry sub-assemblies, components, or sometimes even finished products to various stages of the process. AGVs also bring you a greater accuracy when it comes to just-in-time availability of your parts and components at the line. By eliminating delays that are caused by manual material handling, they improve your production flow. And as mentioned, they are paid off in a reasonable time span. Let's have a look at 3D printing or additive manufacturing, sometimes also called rapid prototyping. The use of 3D printing for prototyping, tooling, and creating custom parts on demand can help you reduce waste, accelerate your development time, and optimize your inventory management. This is nothing completely new, as nowadays even the construction industry uses concrete 3D printers to build houses. No kidding. So, 3D printers are used to create tooling, jigs, and even final components sometimes, and they therefore use a range of materials like metal, plastic, or composite. Just imagine that your next door latch at the vehicle is made from metal and was custom created using that kind of printer. Nice, isn't it? This technology is particularly useful for rapid prototyping and small batch production because basically per volume that you produce, it is quite expensive. It produces customized components that would be too expensive or time consuming to manufacture traditionally. Well, they could only do it manually, and that's even more expensive, right? So this kind of 3D printing is a good option. It gets you a faster prototyping because you can manufacture the pieces faster than ever before. You reduce your material waste because you print only the parts that you need and therefore reduce scrap. And you can produce on demand, as as long as you have the CAD models, you can produce it no matter what. Overall, this gives you a reduced inventory cost and the production timelines become faster. So that ROI we're talking about is typically seen within a couple of months, but for larger scale production can lead longer. Well, as you see, you must combine different technologies here. I've spared you the nicest one for the end. Predictive maintenance, also called the Internet of Things. It shall predict failures in a system or component before they occur. Creepy, huh? The benefits are obvious. You minimize your downtime due to unknown defects. And you reduce your repair costs. Well, at least that's what they promise. But if your machinery breaks at one point due to their operation hours, it's gonna cost you. No matter if predictive maintenance said so or not. Usual cost savings are due to the optimization in maintenance schedules. And you would think that you can have that kind of technology return your investment within 3 to 5 years. Well, that's a bummer, isn't it? Predictive maintenance is nowadays already widely used in cases where maintenance costs and maintenance schedules are key to provide satisfaction to your customers. The use of Internet of Things based sensors is key because it collects real-time data from machines and assembly line equipment to predict when these things are failing and therefore enabling predictive maintenance optimization. How does it work? These sensors monitor the equipment for temperature, vibration, RPM, pressure, and other metrics to predict when a machinery is likely to fail. This needs reliable models on failure modes, and this is oftentimes the bottleneck in the whole system. The system then can trigger maintenance alerts due to the measurements taken before a failure occurs and therefore helps to schedule the repairs during an already planned downtime. Saves you millions, right? Because it minimizes your unplanned downtime. It increases your equipment lifespan, at least if you use predictive maintenance to operate your equipment the best way possible. And it reduces your repair costs by addressing problems early. Okay, we can let that slip through. But overall, all the efforts that you need to spend on making a predictive maintenance health case somehow profitable, it still takes you 3 to 5 years to pay that off. Well, and as I said, proactive maintenance doesn't really equal no maintenance costs. So which of the aforementioned technologies for automotive manufacturing did you find appealing? The ones with more technology in it, or the ones that pay themselves off faster? If you like this executive advice podcast, then you can shoot me an email at sep@systemgorilla.com. And you better enjoy your day with System Gorilla. Bye bye.